The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Binyamin Honigwax, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
I was asked to say this shiur on Ksubas Daf Pei Hei with a very short notice, and it happened to be that coincidentally I was working on a shiloh which tied in very nicely to this blot. The question is like this. Let's say somebody brings his car to a mechanic. Let's say the mechanic's name is Yankel. And Yankel has a worker called Jose. And the car needs some antifreeze. And the mechanic or his worker fill up the car with the antifreeze. And Yankel takes the car home. A few weeks later, it's freezing cold, below zero, and the car's engine breaks. Because what happened? The worker filled up the car's engine with water instead of antifreeze. So the customer comes back to the mechanic and says, "What's going on, Bianco? I told you to fill the car up with antifreeze, not with water." So Bianco said, "You're right. It's not my fault. I gave it to my worker, and my worker is the one who did it." And the customer goes to try at the worker. He sees the worker's not there anymore. Where's the worker? The worker's back in Mexico. So what are we going to do over here? This is a shaila that's negea side by car mechanics that fill up a car with antifreeze. It's negea also if you have a contractor working in your house and he hires workers that are not able to pay for the damage that they caused or are not willing to pay for the damage that they caused. Is there any responsibility on the part of the business owner or the contractor or the person who takes responsibility for the job to pay for damages which are incurred by his workers? That's the question that I was working on. So, Lamaisa, when we're talking about a car that's given into mechanic, the question is not so complicated. It's pretty easy to answer, L'chaira, because we all know that a woman is a shomer sachar. A mechanic or any kind of professional that you give your item to work on is considered a shomer sachar. Since he's getting paid, he's considered a shomer who's taking schar, and therefore he's chayiv in geneva v'aveda. He's chayiv in things which are not negligence. Still, he's chayiv because he's taking payment. But regardless of the level of his responsibility, the fact remains whether or not he's taking schar or not, he is certainly responsible to bring the item back and to return the item back to its owner. Like the Gemara says, that a shomer, when he returns the item to his owner, needs das bailam. The owner has to be aware of the fact that the item was returned to him. And this can be taken to mean, I think, that any time the shomer returns the item to its owner, either without the owner's knowledge of the items being returned, or without the proper knowledge of how to care for the item after it has been returned, the halacha would be that it would not be considered a proper chazara of the shomer, and the shomer would be responsible for damages which are incurred because of the fact that the owner is not able to properly care for his item. That's why, let's say, you give your diamond to be set in a ring, and the diamond is not set properly, and then, because of that, it gets lost. I think the halacha would be that the person who set the diamond in the ring, the jeweler, would be responsible for the diamond because he didn't return the diamond in a way which you were able to be shomer the diamond properly. You were able to watch the diamond and take care of it in the proper way. Since you thought that it was set properly, and the truth was it wasn't set properly, therefore, the shomer would still be responsible for the diamond. The question becomes a little bit more complicated when we're dealing with a contractor working on a house. Because, as we know, there's a big machlokes achronim, whether or not a house has a din of karka. Something which is not actually land, but is attached to the land, does such a thing have a din of real estate itself in the Torah? What's the difference? Because we know that there's no din of shmira, there's no din of becoming a shomer on karka. If a person accepts responsibility to watch a piece of land, and something happens to the land under his watch, the halacha is that he's not responsible, and according to a lot of places, he's not responsible even for pshia, even for negligence. The person who accepted to watch would not be responsible for what happened, because the Torah exempted karka from chiyuve shmira. It's impossible to become a shomer on karka unless you obligate yourself with a valid kinyan sudr. You make a valid kinyan, a maisa kinyan, of Sudr, then a person can become a Shomer on Karka. However, if a person did not obligate himself properly to become a Shomer on the Karka, the halacha would be that he would not be a Shomer by accepting the Dibur itself. So therefore, if you hire a contractor to work on your house, so we can't say that the contractor would be responsible for the work of his employees because of the fact that the contractor is a shomer, because halacha would be that the contractor would not be a vadei shomer on the karka, would be a safek, and therefore we would say amoytim chaver al varaya, the contractor will be able to say that I hold like the poskim that say that a house is considered like karka, and therefore there's no din shmir on it. So if we want to say that the contractor is obligated to pay for the work of his employees for the mistakes that they made and the damages which were incurred thereby, we would have to look for another source to obligate the contractor to pay. So this question is also applicable to a case where we're not dealing with karka, we're dealing with metalpolin. But the halacha is, we paskin, that in order to become a shomer, you have to do a proper kinyan of shmira, not a kinyan sudr, which we mentioned before, which would work even by karka, but you have to at least do meshicha. You have to bring the item into your possession. Let's say a customer drives up to a car mechanic and he asks the mechanic to put coolant in, and the worker, the Mexican worker, puts coolant in, puts water in instead of coolant, without the shop owner or the Mexican actually taking the car into the shop, into their possession, so they had not made a valid kinyan of shmira, the halacha would be that they would not be considered a shomer. So therefore, even in that case, we would have to look for another reason to be mechayev the shop owner on the car. So for this, we have a very, very interesting thing, which is derived from our Gemara. The Gemara says that Avimi sent money to Bei Chuzoi to pay a choyv which he owed to the people of Chuzoi. And he sent it with a shliach, and the shliach was under instructions to get the shtar back. And the Gemara says that if it would be a pshia, if the shliach would have had to understand that he had to first get the shtar back and then give the money, the halacha would be that the shliach, if the shliach did not take care to get the shtar back before paying the choyv, the shliach would be responsible for the money which he paid to the lender, to the Beit Chuzoi. So the Achrayim ask a question over here. The Achrayim ask that since the halacha is that, says in Shulchan Aruch, let's say I take somebody's shtar, somebody has a shtar, a borrower has a shtar, had already received the shtar in return from the lender, and I go and I return the shtar to the lender, and now the lender has a weapon in his possession to force the borrower to pay him again in Bezdin. The halacha is that I'm not chayiv, even if this ends up happening, and the lender ends up making a fraudulent claim against the borrower, and ends up winning the case because of the fact that he has the shtar, which I return to him, I would not be responsible for the damages to the borrower, because it's considered a grama bin izakin. It's not considered a direct hezek, it's considered that I caused the hezek indirectly, and the halacha is that if I cause the hezek indirectly, a grama bin izakin is potter, the person is not held responsible, b'dinei adam. Bezdin cannot force a person who indirectly causes a damage to be to pay. He's only held responsible, b'dinei shamayim, Hashem will hold him responsible for the damage that he caused, but b'dinei adam, Bezdin will not be able to enforce the payment of the damages. So therefore, the Achrayim asked a question in our Gemara. If the shliach would have gotten the shtar back, and then would have returned the shtar to the lender, the shliach would be potter. So how can we say that because of the fact that he never got it in the first place, he's more mechuyev than if he would have gotten it and then returned it? That's the question that some Achroinim ask on the Gemara. So there is a teretz in Achroinim that some Achroinim say that the question doesn't start off, because you're right. If I would take a shtar and return it to the lender, of course we would say that it's only considered a grama bin azakin. Even if I was a shomer on the shtar, even if I accepted responsibility to watch the shtar, I still wouldn't be chayev, because like we said, there's no din of shmira, there's no din of accepting responsibility to watch karka, land, and so too, there's no din of to accept responsibility to watch a shtar, a document. And therefore, if I were to return the shtar to the lender, I would not be responsible after I had received the shtar. But in this case, it's different. Why? Because the shliach was considered a shomer. He had accepted responsibility to watch the money which he was sent with. Therefore, if he did not execute his shlichus properly with regards to the money, in other words, he didn't take the shtar back before he paid, but rather he paid before he took the shtar back, so it's not considered that he was negligent and he caused a hezek using a shtar. It's considered that he was negligent with the money itself, which with which he was held responsible by on account of his accepting shmira when he became a shliach to bring the money. So it's not the returning of the shtar. It's not the fact that I left the shtar in the guy's hands, which is causing me to be held responsible. The reason I'm being held responsible is because I was negligent with the money itself, which I was asked to bring to Beit Chazoi and deliver only under certain circumstances, and therefore my chiyav is because of my shmir on the money. That's what the Nesivus and the Shaar Mishpat answer. However, the Chasam Sofer asks the question and gives a totally different answer, which even if, according to the Achreinu that we mentioned, the answer of the Chasam Sofer is not muchach from the Gemara, but we find other Achreinim that anyway say this teretz, and it's possible that everybody agrees to this teretz. The Chasam Sofer says, a Gevalde Gezach, he says that even though the halacha is that indirectly causing damages is generally considered a grama v'nizakin and your potter, that only applies to somebody who's not a shomer. But somebody who accepted the chiyuv of shmira, such a person is mechuyev on any kind of hezek which comes out of anything that he does. No matter how indirect that might be, he's mechuyev. And the Chasam Sofer says that this applies even if the thing on which I had accepted responsibility to watch is not something which we have dinei shmira, like karka or shtaris, even though the Torah does not obligate the shomer to pay if something happened that, not through his actions. If something happened because of his negligence, the Torah is not mechayev. The Torah does not obligate the shomer to pay for damages which happen to karka or shtaris, which are under his watch. But if the shomer indirectly caused the damages to happen, even though causing itself is not a reason to be held responsible generally in the Torah, but a shomer is different. If you have a confluence of these two things, his obligation to watch and the fact that he himself indirectly caused the damages, these two things together would be mechayev, what each one separately could not be mechayev. Even though the fact that he indirectly caused the damages by itself could not be mechayev, and the fact that he was accepted responsibility and something happened under his watch also is not mechayev, and because of the fact that karkois and shtaris are exempt from shmira, still, if you have these two things together, that he accepted to watch it, and he indirectly caused the damages himself, the confluence of these two factors would certainly be mechayev him to pay because of the divergence of these two factors. So therefore, the Chasam Sofer says that a shomer is always mechuyev on grama v'nizakin. So, and there's a very, very strong riot from the Gemara to such an idea also. The Gemara says that there was once a woman who asked permission of a homeowner to enter the house and to do some private work in the house. And the private work that she was doing was she was kneading dough. And the halacha is that when a woman is kneading dough, it's not snias for a man to be in the vicinity. So the owner of the house left. What happened was that the owner of the house had a goat in the house, and the goat came and ate up some of the dough, and the goat got sick and died. So the Gemara says that this woman is responsible to pay for the goat. Why? Because since the owner of the house had to leave the house in order for the woman to do the work that she wanted to do, therefore the woman had to accept responsibility on the goat. So the question is, a lot of Rishonim hold that the only way you become a Shomer, like we said before, is if you do a kinyan. In this case, the woman had not done any kinyan on the goat. So how is the woman held responsible for the death of the goat? I think, according to this Chasam Sofer, it's very easy to answer this question. We could say that although, usually, without doing a kinyan, you don't become a shomer, but it's not worse than shtaris or karkois. It's not worse than documents or land, which we also said, according to the Torah, there's no chiyuvei shmira. But still, once a person accepted upon himself to be a shomer, as long as he caused the damage, even though it was indirectly, the person who had accepted to watch it would be responsible even on Grom ben Izakin. So therefore, we can say that even if you didn't do a Maisa Kinyan on the goat, even if you didn't do a Maisa which would obligate you to pay for the damages which don't happen as a result of your actions, but damages which do happen as a result of your actions, you would be chayef for, like we said, that a Shomer is chayef on Grom ben Izakin, even though he's pater on Shmira generally. I found this similar to this teretz in the Chalkas Yoyev. So therefore, there will be strong grounds to obligate the contractor to pay for the actions of his worker. Why? Because since the contractor is the one who told the worker to come to work, so it may be considered that the contractor caused the damage to happen, and since the contractor is automatically accepting responsibility on the house because there's no one else who can watch the house, just like the owner in the house couldn't watch his goat because he was not able to be there. So too over here, the contractor couldn't, the owner of the house was not able to watch the house properly from any damages that the worker would cause because he's not able to control the actions of the worker as well as the contractor. So there's a strong grounds to say that the contractor himself would be held responsible for the damages.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.